Chapter 5. Frank Churchill Arrives. Mr. Elton had left Highbury disappointed and humiliated by Emma's rejection of him, but he returned a happy, smiling man. He was in love and engaged to marry a lady from Bath. He didn't care about Emma anymore, and he hardly looked at Harriet. All the people of Highbury were curious about Mr. Elton's future wife. Who was she, and what was she like? They soon found out. Her name was Miss Augusta Hawkins, and she came from a family with a lot of money. No one knew exactly how much it was, but the rumour in Highbury was that it was £10,000. Emma felt sorry she had encouraged her friend to fall in love with Mr. Elton. Now she found it very difficult to get her out of it. Everywhere she went, Harriet kept hearing how happy Mr. Elton was. There was another problem too. Harriet was still upset about the pain she had caused the Martin family by refusing to marry Robert. Harriet felt even worse when Robert's sister Elizabeth visited her house one day. Harriet was not at home, but Elizabeth left a very kind note and said how sorry she was that she had missed her. "What should I do now?" Harriet asked Emma. Emma decided that Harriet must return the visit the next day. It was, after all, the polite thing to do. She accompanied Harriet to the Martins' house, but called to collect her again after only 15 minutes. Surely that was enough time for a polite visit. Harriet didn't tell Emma much about the visit. She was too upset. She had spent very little time with the Martins, and she had been such good friends with them. Emma suddenly understood how close the Martins and Harriet were. They really were nice people. If only they had a little more money and more social status, perhaps she could have allowed Harriet to marry Robert Martin. But that wasn't the case, so what else could she have done? Nevertheless, Emma felt uncomfortable as they walked home. She cheered up when they met Captain and Mrs. Weston, who told the girls that Frank Churchill was coming to Highbury the next day. Captain Weston was very excited. "I'll bring him to Hartfield soon," he told Emma. "But don't expect a very respectable young man. He's quite ordinary. You might not even like him." But Captain Weston's eyes sparkled as he spoke, and Emma knew that he didn't think his son was ordinary at all. The next day, Emma was in her bedroom when she heard voices downstairs and went to see who it was. She saw two gentlemen sitting with her father in the living room. It was Captain Weston and Frank Churchill. Frank was a very tall, good-looking young man. He was charming and extremely polite. Emma liked him immediately. Frank talked easily about himself and asked Emma lots of questions about her life. Did she like to walk? Did she enjoy riding horses? Did they have musical evenings or dances at Highbury? As Emma was chatting easily to Frank, she looked at Captain Weston and knew he was thinking that she and Frank made a lovely couple. Emma was beginning to think the same thing. When Frank's father got up to go, Frank turned to Emma and said, "I must go too. I must meet your neighbours, a family called Fairfax. Do you know any family of that name, Mr. Woodhouse?" "Of course I know who you mean," cried Mr. Woodhouse. "It's Mrs. Bates. Miss Fairfax is her granddaughter from London. I understand you met Jane last summer in Weymouth. Miss Fairfax is a very elegant and beautiful young woman," said Emma with a bright smile, "and a brilliant musician too." Frank agreed, and Emma continued, "Her grandmother will make you very welcome, but I'm afraid you won't be able to have a conversation with Jane at all, because Mrs. Bates never stops talking." Captain Weston and his son left, but the next morning, Frank came back to Hartfield with Mrs. Weston to visit Emma. The three of them walked into Highbury and spent a very pleasant morning together. On the way back, they stopped at the Crown Inn. This was the only hotel in Highbury and had a large ballroom. "What a beautiful room for dancing," Frank said, smiling. "We must have a ball here one day. Will you organise it, please, Miss Woodhouse?" Emma was delighted. She thought Frank Churchill was a very admirable gentleman. However, Emma's good opinion of Frank changed a little the next day. She heard that he had gone to London especially to have his hair cut. That seemed a ridiculous thing to do, and Mr. Knightley agreed. He said when he heard about the haircut. "I thought he was a foolish fellow before this, and now I see that I was right." Emma tried to defend her new friend, but Mr. Knightley wasn't interested in her excuses. Frank came to Hartfield the next day with his hair cut. He laughed at himself and admitted he had been foolish. Mr. Knightley wasn't at all amused. There was exciting news in Highbury, even more important than Frank having his hair cut in London. Mr. Woodhouse's friends, Mr. and Mrs. Cole, had decided to hold a dinner party. They had a large, comfortable home with a big ballroom for dancing. It was going to be a wonderful evening for everybody. On the night of the party, Emma and Frank were talking to their hostess, Mrs. Cole. She told them that she had visited Mrs. Bates the day before. While she was there, a very elegant piano was delivered for Jane. "Miss Fairfax was very surprised and had no idea who had sent it," Mrs. Cole told them. "Mrs. Bates thinks it must be from Colonel Campbell. He's such a generous man." Frank Churchill was listening to this story and smiling. Emma turned to him and asked, "Why are you smiling? Were you thinking about Colonel Campbell's present? He's very generous, isn't he?" "Yes," said Frank and winked at Emma. "Very generous." Emma looked at him and asked, "You don't think the piano was from Colonel Campbell, do you?" "No, I'm sure it wasn't," Frank replied. "And I'm sure Miss Fairfax knows that too. I think it was from someone else," he added mysteriously, but then refused to say who that someone else was. There was no time to continue the conversation. Soon dinner was over. The men stayed in the dining room to drink wine and smoke cigars, while the ladies went into the living room. Emma didn't ask Jane about the new piano directly, but watched while other people talked to her about it. Jane's face turned red when the women asked her questions. But all she said was that Colonel Campbell was indeed a very generous man.